RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
I'm pretty good at this stuff.
What are you talking about, dude?
So, Sid Luckman was not the last quarterback.
For the Bears?
For the Bears.
I've been dying to know.
George Blanda. However, don't we consider George Blanda a Raider?
I don't consider him anything, to be honest with you. I haven't even thought about George Blanda, I think, ever in my life. Respectfully.
You're an ass.
Don't say that, dude. I'm not an ass.
You're an ass.
Just haven't thought about him.
I understand.
You know?
I'm just saying. We were just thinking, who's the last quarterback to make the Hall of Fame?
You were thinking about who was the last quarterback to make the Hall of Fame. I wasn't thinking about that.
Okay.
I had no interest in it. Wasn't a thing for me.
All right.
Oh, man. So here's who's making us. So one person is not making a stink, but a stink seems to be being made around them.
Oh, they're in the periphery of a stink?
Right. And I just thought to myself,
while not making a stink firsthand,
right,
they seem to be in the periphery of a stink.
It appears a stench is being made around them. And that is,
can we get a name?
That is one Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, who, of course, quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
There was a hit piece that came out against him last week.
Against
Lamar? Him in the Baltimore Sun. And I was like, huh, really?
Wow.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Okay.
Because they were talking about, oh, Lamar, they're at a crossroads with him. Some longtime reporter from Baltimore. I think his name is Mike Preston. And in his piece, he's like, oh, Lamar Jackson. This is always a favorite. You know how you, when you want to put stink on a quarterback, you know what you say they do, Leroy?
What?
Play video games late at night. You play video games late at night, you can't be a franchise quarterback. So this is like, oh, he plays video games late at night.
What about
falls asleep
meetings? What about going out and getting drunk?
No, that you would be better off partying your ass off as a quarterback, okay, you know, or you know, enjoying the nightlife as a quarterback. You'd be better off doing that than playing video games late at night.
All right.
If you were in the comfort of your own home, are playing Halo too long, you can't beat the Steelers.
Okay.
So this piece is like, oh, he plays video games. He's falling asleep in meetings. Not a morning person. They have to have practice in the afternoon because Lamar doesn't like morning practice. And then they
practice do suck.
Fine. No one's here. I'm just saying what the piece said. They also were like, oh, John Harbaugh has to lie to the media to protect his ego because he'll disassociate. He'll go in a shell.
Mm-hmm. All things that are very accurate with quarterbacks.
But I was like, okay.
Wait. Hmm? We could be having the same conversation, not the video game part, but all the stuff after that. If I take and I say Tua, Mike McDaniel has to protect his feelings. Mike McDaniel has to do this. We just the same thing. Like,
yeah, but
it's the face of your franchise.
One's a two-time MVP.
No, I'm just saying, like, but let's not make it sound like when you have your star player, you aren't accommodating.
Oh, sure.
Right?
But here's the thing. they've already kind of had their. Remember when the quarter, when the contract thing was going on? Remember?
Yep.
He was free to go to any other team, and nobody wanted Lamar Jackson. Crazy, crazy ass.
And then he won MVP after that.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
he did. But here was the interesting thing, very interesting, by one Mike Preston. Let me get the little blurb here. He wrote, "The Ravens should look at possible trades, which could net them 2 or 3 first-round picks. Jackson would love to play in Miami, where quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is no longer the starter, possibly Las Vegas, where Brady is a partial owner of the Raiders and has shown fondness for him. Baltimore should also draft a young quarterback in the early rounds."
So,
and I got to tell you, Leroy, when I saw Lamar Jackson wants to be down here, of course, South Florida native, I got to tell you, it was around Christmas, I think the story came out, and it felt like a Christmas miracle to me. It felt like Santa Claus had dropped off a possibility of all our worries being wiped away.
Pump your brakes.
Why, dude?
Okay. Here's where you and other fans get a little, because there's an 800, there's a 1,200-pound gorilla in the room. You know what that gorilla's name is?
What's that?
$74 million.
And?
You got to get around that.
Figure it out.
No, figure you can't.
It, baby.
Vlad,
figure it out.
Vlad, see, this is why you can't have. He's a child.
Figure it out.
He's a child.
Figure it out, baby.
How? Give me one solution to fixing it.
I don't know. Figure it out. It's not my job. I want Lamar
I'm
Jackson.
I'm telling you.
If Lamar Jackson wants me, I want Lamar Jackson.
And you want to give up first round picks? You realize. Hold on. You realize that if you give up 2 or 3 first round picks.
Yeah.
And you give up 74 to 75 million.
Yeah.
That you're not going to be as good as the team he just left.
Debatable. We've got some building blocks. Looks like he's got a nice, a solid O-line in front of him all of a sudden. Got a great running back. Maybe Waddle will actually be a number one receiver. And let's not make it first-round picks. What if I put names to it, okay? I'm not saying we trade these names. I'm just saying you get caught up with – people get caught up with the picks too much, okay? Let me give you some names.
I think I'm getting ready to check them out.
Let me give you some names along the way.
Go.
If you were to say, would you give up Kenneth Grant, Chop Robinson, Noah Igbinoghene, Deion Jordan? These were all first-round picks. Charles Harris. These were all first-round picks at one point. You put names to them, not as sexy.
Why'd you skip over Christian Wilkins?
Just the illusion. Well, he's not playing right now. What's going on there?
Yeah. So, no.
By the way, do you trust the Raiders after what happened with Max Crosby? See, Max Crosby's making a stink because they shut him down involuntarily.
Yeah, because he ain't gonna reach his numbers.
I just don't think he wanted to be benched. I don't even know if it had to do with numbers.
Maybe they just wanted to protect him.
No, maybe they want to protect the fact that they might have a top 2 pick.
I kind of feel like they wanted to protect.
Send him home. They're gonna pay him. Like, go enjoy your early offseason.
He needs surgery. Might as well get the surgery now.
Dr. Box said Wilkins on the weird list.
We don't know that he's on the weird list. It's been alleged.
Okay, so here we go.
Why can't you let
me have
fun?
Stop.
Why can't you let me have fun?
Because that's not fun.
It is fun.
It's not.
Lamar Jackson would be fun.
Yes, but the reality of it is I don't know if you can make that happen and still have a team that's going to be competitive.
Ah, come on.
That's a conversation. That's a conversation. That dude, this is meaningful. Everybody gets mad at me. That's your meaningful conversation. That's your meaningful. That's your meaningful back and forth.
Why can't we let Steve Ross?
You know what? I'm having it up, trying to break it down. I was like, okay, these are things that have to happen.
Come on.
That's it. That's his response.
No, come on, dude. Let's have some fun.
That's the name of the
That's not fun.
It is fun.
You think it's fun, but it would be miserable.
No way, dude. Having Lamar Jackson, you can tell me a lot of things you can't tell me would be miserable.
Dude, if you don't have any players around him, you'll be miserable.
We got players.
No, you don't.
We got players.
No, you don't.
Make it happen.
Now, would you have to get rid of?
We got cheat on the cheapskis, okay?
You're making assumptions.
I'm putting a plan in place.
You can't. Here. Let's not assume all of the chain reaction things so you can get what you
want.
I'm
putting a blueprint together for Stephen Ross.
Okay, give me it. Let's let's hear your blueprint.
Okay, here's the blueprint. We call up the Ravens and be like, saw that hit piece you put on him. You know, Stephen Ross has always wanted him. You know, that's been rumored. Stephen Ross wanted to draft him on draft night. And Stephen Ross, you know what he's done, Leroy? Stephen Ross has sat on his hands idly by, and he's watched a lot of idiots ruin his great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
He watched, he had Bruce Beal ruin Tom Brady, got caught tampering. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's had Brian Flores not want to meet with Tom Brady.
Wait. This explains it all. RVA Richie, thank you, my man. You have a concept of a plan.
I have a concept of a plan. So all I'm saying is Stephen Ross has wanted Lamar Jackson. He's 86 years old, okay? Mm-hmm. That's old, all right? There's old and there's 86-year-old old.
Okay, but if you get rid of all the support staff and you bring in a star quarterback, you're still not going to win.
Support staff? We just give away some picks. No bigs, baby. What do we do? Those picks could end up being busts. Mm-hmm. Think about giving up four first-round busts instead, and I got to guarantee Lamar Jackson, quarterback of your Miami Dolphins. And you're sitting here telling me that you're not interested in that?
No.
You
not,
wouldn't be a little
not
intrigued?
Until you tell me what you're going to do with the $75 million.
I don't know about the money. I'm not good at that. I don't. But
that's the most important thing.
He gets what he deserves. You know, he's
no, I'm telling you, he's making $75
million. Yeah, pay him his money.
Okay. What?
Can we do a swap skis with the Tua contract? They take that on and then they can cut him after a year?
Dude.
That's what the picks are for.
Hey. Do understand you're going to lose $75 million in your cap and first rounders.
Dude, our cap's already sunk. Cap's damage is done.
So you think adding another $50 million to it or $30 million to it is going to make it better?
No, I think adding Lamar Jackson is going to make it better. Why doesn't Stephen Ross get to have some fun every once in a while? All right? They didn't let him get Jim Harbaugh. They didn't let him tamper. He didn't let him get Tom Brady. He's wanted Lamar Jackson. He wanted to draft Lamar Jackson.
I literally.
What?
Can I just tell you, this reminds me of a story at Publix.
Do tell.
When my daughter was younger, it was around Thanksgiving. We go into Publix. Right? And she approached something very similar to you. Because you know they have that section in the front.
Oh, the eye.
Daddy. Daddy, I want the gummy bears right there. Those aren't gummy bears. I want those gummy bears. Those aren't gummy bears. Those are the little fruits that you put in fruitcake. They're not sweet.
Jujubes?
I don't know what they are. They're disgusting.
Okay.
Okay? I said, let's go on aisle three. I'll get you some actual gummy bears. I want those gummy bears. So I'm fighting with my daughter in Publix, knowing damn well she doesn't want.
So you saying Tobin's a 10-year-old girl?
Child.
Okay.
A child.
Okay.
He is. Because all you see is the end result. You don't see how to get there. Okay. And then that means that.
I am seeing how to get there. We'll make it happen. We'll give
it. No! We may. That's. Dude, you don't realize how much you're going to hamstring your team. You know, you need two people to restructure.
They don't want him anymore. Why put out hit pieces like this if you wanted him around? Somebody wants to leak Lamar Jackson is lazy, and I don't like it.
So are you saying, Tobin? All right, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to join your side.
Not the same Lamar Jackson, better than those gummy bears.
I'm going to join your side.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Could it be that somebody's putting this piece out so that the Ravens have to make a selection between John Harbaugh or Lamar Jackson?
Perhaps. It could be the Harbaugh camp is because it seems like Harbaugh could be on the outs and that they're coming to the conclusion.
So basically you're saying we want your coach or your quarterback?
Yes.
Because that's what Miami – that's what I'm saying.
You would rather the coach?
No.
You'd rather the quarterback?
I'd rather the quarterback.
The coach. Have you seen
I'd rather
the
Lamar Jackson be a player coach than John Harbaugh.
Have you seen the Carfax on your quarterback? That you're the
Carfax, every quarterback you're gonna get is gonna be a little bit banged up, baby.
Dude, see Vlad.
Every one of them.
This is why you can't have real conversations.
Little hamstring pull this year. No bigs.
All you see is the gummy bears.
No.
You don't know that they're gummy bears for fruitcake.
He's going to be fine.
They're not gummy bears for personal enjoyment.
Science has done wonders.
You're a fruitcake gummy bear guy.
I'm not a fruitcake gummy bear guy. I'm not, dude. I'm telling you.
You're Furibo. Dude.
I'm telling you. Dude, I'm not here. I am not disparaging anybody who wants Lamar Jackson. Sounds I'm like not.
Disparaging me.
But in order to want something like that, you do have to understand what it would take to actually get him before you make a decision. It can't just be like, I don't care. Because you know what you're going to say not? Next year? Lamar Jackson, he lost it.
I don't think he did lose it.
He's been banged up last couple of years.
Great, fewer picks to give up.
No. Good. You're already saying two or three first rounders.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
How is that fewer?
Whatever it takes.
So let me get this straight. You're willing to give up two or three first-round picks for $75 million contract and a guy who hasn't played a full season in 3 years.
No, that's not true.
He didn't play all the games last year.
What, he missed one game?
He's missed as many games as two has missed over the last 3 years.
Nah,
bro.
He's been more
durable. No, he hasn't. Dude, you are crazy. See, this is the thing you overlook. Let's not overlook the facts so you can get what you want.
I want him.
Fruitcake gummy bear guy versus aisle five. Can we just walk down aisle five and let you see, you know, different scenarios that maybe not involve these?
All right, great. What are you going to show me? Ewers? That's delicious.
No.
Let's go. He's mixed six games in 2022.
Uh-huh.
Missed five games in 2021, and he's missed.
See, that's a long time ago.
He's missed three games this season.
Okay, what about the years between that?
This is like the first missed year one game in 2019 for rest. Missed one game in 2020 because of COVID. Missed five games in 2021. Ankle sprain illness. Missed six games in 2022. PCL sprain in knee. 2023, no games missed. 2024, one game rest. And then this year, three games with a hamstring and a back contusion.
Sounds like he's been
hamstring and back contusion.
Sounds like he's turned that around. Couple years solid. Dude,
seems like the last three years.
And I'm not. Wow. I hate looking at the chat.
Why?
Because I just looked over at a quick glance just to see what streets are saying.
Mm-hmm.
That white guy that Michigan hired, impressive. That was the first.
Kyle Whittingham.
Whittingham, dude.
Yeah. He's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, the problem is I'm not discouraging you from wanting him.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have real talk about what it's going to take.
Discourage everything that I want. If I told you
Don't never understand the real talk of what it's going to take to get him or what it's going to cost your team.
If I want,
that's the part you overlook.
Okay, so if
the most important aspects of it.
If I wanted to trade up three first-round picks to go get Fernando Mendoza, you'd yell at me for that too.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're not just a quarterback away.
You're not?
No, you're not.
This quarterback was terrible.
And name a time that a team has traded multiple draft picks to move up in the draft and get a guy. And it's paid off.
How many they give up for Josh Allen to move up for him?
Swap picks and one pick next year. That's it.
That's multiple picks.
No, it's not.
That's multiple picks.
No, it's not.
No, you're swapping.
You're swapping.
It's not multiple.
You just said technically, it's a swap.
Technically, it's only for one.
That's two first round picks.
No, it's goodbye. I'm like, dude, please, can you? This is why we can't have a conversation. This
you don't ever want to have any conversations of consequence.
No, I want
we
you.
We can't sit here idly by.
I want you to be real about what you're asking.
I am being real.
Okay, how are you going to make it happen?
All right. We're going to restructure the contract.
Whose contract?
You can't restructure it.
We can restructure
it. Whose contract?
Let me ask you a question. If your boss came and said, we're giving you a lot of money that is guaranteed next year, why don't you restructure it? You're going to say, hell no.
But whose contract you're restructuring?
Lamar's. We're going to make him – we'll give him his money.
He wants more.
Oh, give him more. That's fine. Flat. He deserves it.
We can't have
– He wants $65 million.
He should get that.
Okay, so you're going to give him $65.
I would just like
– Even though you owe 99 to two?
I would just like you to have a reasonable conversation.
Do you realize how much money that he sold a piece of the Dolphins for? Why are you worried about Stephen Ross's pockets? He don't care.
Salary cap.
Clearly you don't.
It's not.
He don't care.
He may not care about the money, but the salary cap
the
is
damage
real.
Is done on the salary cap.
No, it's not.
It's done. It's already been done.
So what are you saying?
Fix
just
it.
Blow it. Blow over it.
We'll figure it out. That's not my job.
I'm asking. See, this is what he does, Vlad. This is what I want. Let's make it do. Mm-hmm. How are you going to fix it? Not my job.
It's not my job.
It's not your job to pick talent either.
Leroy, when it's not your money, it's not your job.
It's not my job. And he doesn't care about the money.
But I'm trying to.
Why do you care about his money?
It's not that I care about the money. Here's what I care about. I care about the lasting effects of farming, getting rid of everything, or the farming the system, or doing all that.
We've had the bevy of picks. That didn't work either.
Huh?
We've had the bevy of picks. Didn't work either.
I mean,
we tried your way. Now try my way.
Do you understand? If you get a quarterback and don't have talent around him, he's not going to be very
talent. He's got some talent. He's got Achan. Got to pay Achan too. Got a problem with that?
No,
he doesn't deserve his money.
I didn't say. See, dude, like I just hate like.
You just don't let me have fun.
He broke you down, Leroy. He broke you down.
No, you know what? Can I just tell you, Vlad? It's a stupid conversation.
I get it.
And this is stupid.
But you know
who. And so I'm done.
When the Leroy.
You know who
you. I don't want to win. I don't
want to
win.
You won. You won. You broke him down.
It's stupid.
You broke him down.
It's not stupid. You know what? You know what? For once, I would like to have a conversation with you where you're not a child.
Okay, dude.
That will never happen. Come on,
you've never happened.
Well,
you've been
you
with him nearly a
decade. Right, let me have an adult conversation with you. If the money,
can we go to
if
break?
The,
no, break time.
It's not break time. I mean, technically, it's break time.
Yeah, it's break time. It's your child. You're a child. I want it. You want?
If the
you
money
want
was,
the gummy bears, fruitcake gummy bears.
No,
that's what you want. You don't care.
If the money,
I want the gummy bears.
For real,
I'll figure it out.
Listen,
I'll figure out what they taste like after I get them.
Choose what you're scared of, though. Are you scared of the money or are you scared of the player? So, if the money wasn't an issue, you could make the money work. Would you want Lamar Jackson? Would you trade for Lamar Jackson?
Here's the part that scares me the most, and teams don't look into this enough. If you have to give up too many assets for one player, that player doesn't have the resources around him to win. And for you to just make the assumption, just go get more players. Oh, I'll pay somebody. It doesn't work that way. It never has.
Cheat on the cheapskies. Okay.
You're making an assumption.
He's got new Mark Andrews down here in Dulcich.
You're making – look, so
new
now
Mark
he's
Andrews?
Trying to hype.
You're making up weapons for Trump so that he can come.
2 seconds ago, he didn't even know who Dulce de Leche was. And now all of a sudden, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's new Mark Andrews.
What's his name? Dulce de Leche?
Oh, my God.
Dulce de Leche.
Dr. Toboggan says, don't sleep on the weasel. Imagine weasel.
The weasel. wait. Last week. You wanted to escort him off the property.
Oh, you didn't even know if he was an intangible or not.
Hey, wait. See? I know. You guys too young to remember the Herschel Walker trade?
And?
It didn't work!
Wait a minute.
Running back.
You gave up a whole bunch. Well, how about the Ricky Williams trade?
It wasn't the fact. Everybody forgets the Herschel Walker trade. The only reason why it worked is because they traded them players. And they didn't re-sign none of those players because they didn't keep none of the players that was traded
they
for Herschel.
Them.
They got draft picks for them.
Right.
Yeah. That's a different time.
Draft picks. So it's the same. I mean, look, if you didn't re-sign those players, it's the equivalent to trading for draft picks.
I also like how he says you guys are too young to remember the Herschel Walker trade when Leroy was in the draft with his replacement.
It's true.
Take a break. Back after.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This.
You don't know nothing about that raspberry beret.
I just don't know why you get so upset with me.
Because you're, listen, there's nothing to be upset about. We familiar with your
tactics.
Yeah.
I don't have tactics.
Dude, if you don't have a plan to bring in $75 million and lose $100 million in hard cap money, then it's not even a valid.
They'll just swap the quarterbacks. They can cut too, do whatever they want. They're getting the draft picks.
But why does all of the assumptions that you're making, the other side is going to approve? And
clearly there's a rift there. They don't like him.
What does that, that don't mean they're going to take another quarterback in his $50 million?
Yeah, they're taking the picks. It's the same thing that they did with Detroit and Stafford.
No, no, no. With one team, I remember, you need a Brett Osweiler, what's his name? Osweiler situation. Cleveland sent, Houston sent Osweiler to Cleveland with a first rounder.
I think it was Denver.
Denver, yes. Houston sent him to Denver with a first rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing that. We're going to give them multiple first rounders. We get back Lamar Jackson, who they don't want anymore.
No. Dude.
You know,
that's not, you know, all the stuff that you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
The world does not operate with everybody appeasing you so you can get what you want.
Why not?
It's not Tobe NSA.
Well, they don't want him anymore. Why put out a hit piece like this then? They don't want him anymore. Again, they don't want to pay him.
Again, part of your plan to make it work out for you is they take Tua.
Two picks for Lamar Jackson.
No, the fact
one
that.
One pick to deal with Tua.
Here, if they're going to get off their picks, do you know how awesome it would be to have two or three first rounders and no $70 million against the cap?
Yeah, but they're not going to have the cap anymore because Lamar's going to be on the Dolphins.
No, but according to you, they're going to have $50 million Tua.
No, we swap Lamar and Tua, right?
Yes!
Two picks for Lamar, one pick to take Tua's deal, and do with it whatever you want. I don't care what the Ravens keep him. Don't keep him. I don't care. Just to deal with the headache.
But why? But my question is this. Why are you making it so that everybody agrees with your deal so you can – it doesn't work like that.
Why not? Why wouldn't the Ravens want to – if the Ravens want to start fresh, right?
You don't want Tua.
Yeah, but you don't really have to take Tua. That's just a mechanism of salary.
No, it's not.
Yeah, sure.
Because if they trade for Tua and then they cut him, then they're going to be $99 million against a cap hit.
Yeah, but they're going to be sunk either way. Like, if you're – this is why your argument makes no sense. If you're already squeamish about paying Lamar Jackson a new contract because he wants a new deal, right? You don't want a long-term future with Lamar Jackson. I would assume, as a franchise, right?
Got you.
Tua has no guaranteed money after this year. Right. After next year, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
So your out is we're going to get three picks. We clear our decks. We're going to go get our new franchise quarterback, whoever it is. Mm-hmm. And that's that. We don't have Lamar Jackson. He's going to go to the Dolphins and sign with the Dolphins.
Okay. My bigger issue is all of your plans are contingent on others doing what you want. It doesn't. And never, ever, ever, ever.
They're not getting.
Has negotiations worked out the way you want?
Is that a bad deal? You're getting. Which you obviously.
I don't want
Tua.
If I'm trading Lamar, I'm not. I don't
but
want
Tua. But you're not getting Tua. You're getting picks.
What?
Tua is a mechanism. Like whenever an NBA.
No, it's not basketball. That $50 million still counts $50 million to get your. Why? Wait. If I could take the three picks, ship off Lamar, and have $75 million to guard and build my team, why would I want Tua?
Yeah, but nobody can just absorb $75 million. It's not real.
But the next year
you can.
No,
he's not guaranteed on the books.
Football doesn't work like basketball.
But Tua has no guaranteed money after 26.
I don't want Tua. I'm gonna beat him.
You don't have to have Tua. You got the picks. You can let Tua go wherever he wants.
No. Because if you trade and we do that trade, that dead money goes against my cap.
For a year.
No, next year.
There's no guaranteed money.
But the hit for the,
it's
not
that
this.
Bad. The bad year is going to be this year.
No, it's not. What?
The bad year is going to be this year.
2026.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you're rebuilding. If you're trading Lamar Jackson, you're rebuilding.
No, I don't want $99 million against my cap.
Now you sound like a child. If you're the Baltimore GM.
And under no circumstances am I going to trade a guy I don't want to pay and take more money as a hit against the cap.
You keep it. This is why you're not being a grown up in this argument. Respectfully.
Go.
You're ignoring the part where you get three first round picks.
For the player.
For the hit.
No. No.
You're moving on from Lamar Jackson, and you're getting a heap of picks.
What if another team would give me three first-round picks without taking...
Okay, maybe that...
Okay, without taking your ridiculous deal.
You're going to probably have to take some ridiculous deal.
No, you don't. When you trade for a player in football, they very rarely exchange of players.
Okay, so...
It's mostly either draft picks or players.
Happened in Detroit.
Not both, huh?
Happened in Detroit.
No, they just swap quarterbacks.
And two first-round picks.
And two first-round picks.
Who got two first-round picks?
The Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions, they got so good.
They got two first-round picks for Matthew.
You remember how bad Jared Goff was?
Yeah.
Do you recall that?
Yeah.
That's why they moved on from him. He put up 3 points in a Super Bowl.
And so you think that this is the equivalent to that?
It's not the equivalent, but it's not nothing. You're sitting here, and your argument is, no one would want to do that. I give you an argument where it happened.
Okay.
And then you're like... Well, it won't happen this time. If they're here's the thing. You're just taking this from
out of curiosity.
Let me just finish.
Just let me say this and you can finish. Out of curiosity, what was Jared Goff's cap hit?
I don't know.
I
don't know. But
yeah,
this,
thank you.
But here's the scenario. Mm-hmm. Here's the scenario you're not playing out. There seems to be, whatever this article got out, which is not for no reason.
Yeah.
There seems to be some level of frustration with Lamar Jackson.
Correct.
Which is not the first time it's happened with the Ravens.
Right.
Not the first time.
The last time his contract
was up. A Dolphins franchise that's in pretty desperate spot. You have an owner who's old. They haven't won a playoff game in 25 mm-hmm. years. He's had an affinity for Lamar Jackson in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They're done with their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens seem like they want to start fresh.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins, do they want to start fresh? Maybe, but maybe they want to splash. I don't know. I don't think that these are bad trade partners, and you're making it seem like this is a ridiculous thing that you couldn't find a solution for, and I think that's silly.
Well, and part of the reason why is because that cap hit sounds ridiculous, and it's not the same. Go ahead.
Okay, so when Jared Goff was traded from the Rams to the Lions in early 2021, the Rams incurred a massive $22.2 million dead cap charge for the 2021 season. It was then a record hit because they had extended him early, meaning they paid him to be on another team to get Matthew Stafford. The Lions took on his $75 million 2021 cap hit, but it was restructured, converting salary to bonus to save cap space for themselves. So...
It could happen. A lot of parties have to agree with this. Tua's got to agree with it. Lamar has to agree with it.
Point for Tua.
What do you mean?
But here's the problem. The the Lions were willing to accept Jared Goff.
But they wanted the picks first.
No, they wanted the quarterback.
He kind of worked out
for them.
He
was going to be a –
they wanted the quarterback.
It worked out for him, but he was supposed to be a bridge quarterback.
He was supposed to be a bridge quarterback.
But the bridge
– It ended up working.
It ended up working. Right. So then you could use the other big.
Now we'll see.
Now the question is, do the Ravens want to
– for a bridge?
He can't throw.
No, he can't.
So that's what I'm saying.
He did practice in Maryland with his brother.
It doesn't matter if he practiced in Maryland. Dude, it's from. Come on now.
Listen, that's why we fight.
But they're not.
We fight
it's not for
because
Tua. It's for the picks. I'm giving them the picks. That's what I'm not sitting here saying anybody wants Tua. Nobody wants Tua.
Right.
But if you can make the money work and they're getting the picks.
So, and I would say this. If that is your solution, then why wouldn't somebody just give 3 first-round picks for Lamar?
I don't know. I think that's the thing with Lamar, where his poll would be like, I don't want to go to Las Vegas.
But I'm just saying.
Like if Las Vegas,
Lamar does not seem like it's that far out of reach, although I would check the Carfax.
If you,
like Vlad said.
If you were to say, like, if the Raiders could make a better deal, like if the Raiders had the number one pick, they'd be like, hey, we'll give you 2 first-round picks, but one's the number one overall pick for Lamar, that's a better trade.
I mean, there is a team that can give the Ravens a better deal.
Oh, the Jets?
I'm just saying.
You want Lamar Jackson? Now all of a sudden his hammy looks good to you?
Carfax. Hey, wait a minute.
What happened to the Carfax? You read me, the game's missed.
Hey. I'm checking the Carfax.
He's like,
it's like
fast.
Mobile.
We'll take a break. Mixed Pack is next.
Oh my God.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back.
Everybody want to be accepting to the rule. Everybody.
Mm.
It's like life arguments, right?
Right. That's why I always try and find the right solutions to things.
No, you going to tell us about Agnes?
No, I don't want to. That's not nice. That's not nice. Let's get to the mixed bag. Miami Dolphins.
You better mix it up good because I'm about tired. My head hurts from fighting with you.
Well, Vlad was boots on the ground yesterday, and this is what Zach Sealer had to say on the team. Never shown any quit. You got the buttons up there, Vlad? We're good?
Nah, it's taking some time.
That's weird.
Yeah, so I've been taking time for a whole day.
What's going on with that?
I don't know.
Fill out a ticket.
The buttons are on vacation?
It says change waiting.
Change waiting?
Yeah.
It's supposed to just change. That's not how it works.
I don't know.
That's strange. Never heard of that before. Change waiting. All right.
Still say change waiting.
Do you want to get the Zach Sealer cut? I got it in the system if you want to play it.
Yeah, I could play it.
He was talking about the team never quitting, even though they kind of look like they quit against Cincinnati. But I'm never going to say that to Zach Sealer's face. He's too much of a rugged man.
Rugged.
Rugged man.
Rugged man.
Oh, my God. You should see the boots. Alligator skin?
Well, that's...
It was beautiful. Listen, them boots were nice.
Wow.
Them boots were nice. But this is what he said about the team showing fight.
We got the right guys in the room, period. Like, you know, we 1-6 or something like that early in the middle of the year. A lot of guys, we could have given up. Like, but we pushed back. We fought back as best we could, and it didn't work out for us in the end. But, I mean, it could have been a miserable year. And obviously it still didn't go the way we wanted. But to see the fight that the guys in the team had, and no one was, no one was giving up or no one was, like, throwing in the towel. It was really incredible to see. So everyone stepped up and just did their jobs and kept playing ball. I'm excited to see what happens and to keep building on this next year.
Oh, it's kind of miserable, dude. I appreciate Zach Sealer. I mean, he's a very optimistic man and does great work with the kids. And, you know, again, been on a good run, but yeesh.
Get back up.
Not great. I'll tell you who was great, though, yesterday. Zeke Biggers, who blocked a punt. Big.
He's big.
This is
just big for no reason.
Him
too.
On his reaction from his vet teammates.
Nah, that's just great play, Rook. Everybody was going crazy, smacking my helmet and stuff. So it was a great experience, man. That just shows the guys we got in the room in real brotherhood. So
you feel happy for a rookie, Leroy, when he makes a great play?
Yeah, so with anything, all right, you wanna bust your ass, you want to do everything you can to be successful, and you want to see the fruits of that labor. You want to see either something positive happen. I think the reason why you feel good about a lot of rookies, and it goes back to Kalel, right? When you put him in a game and he has that, you know, double-double in the first half, reward him. Try to keep it going instead of the first time he messes up into the bench. And I think, so I root for young guys so they can at least see that they're on the right track. So that they can, and so with him, everybody was talking early in the year about, I don't know about this guy, right? Now we're 3 months later, and you go, okay, there's promise there.
Speaking of young guys, Jovic. Pretty good. Had a nice little game on Saturday, scored 19 points, hit a step back three. It made me happy for him. They let him break down the huddle in the locker room. And then Spo, this is what he had to say on Nico being good for them.
You know, we've felt this all along. You know, it's just been, you know, an uneven start to this season for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. We're here, you know. And, you know, we know how important, you know, he can be and how different we can look, you know, when he's playing that style of basketball. You know, he definitely has to clean up some of the footwork turnovers. He had one turnover to Kalel when we were up 8. Like we had a chance to go up 10, but they have a great connection. It's just like 4 inches higher. He'll get that stuff. But the footwork, he's got to work on that, clean that up. But I want him being aggressive, particularly in transition. That gets us out to a different, you know, place. You know, he and Jaime, like I said, put their foot on the gas, and I want that. You know, it can do some things like we saw in that fourth quarter.
He's big on banging the table.
Yep.
Loves it.
Loves it.
I'll tell you what, though. Arm sleeve Nico, different swagger.
Dude.
Something about him.
You are
what?
Consumed by a lot of things that have nothing to do with success.
What are you talking about, dude? Look good, play good. He's got a swagger about him with the arm sleeve. I like it. Now, I know it's protective right now because it's...
So did Tua.
Oh, you're talking about the tats. Yeah. Well, this is an accessory.
Did he have to get stitches?
Yeah, several. And I think it still hurts him, too.
Yeah, it still hurts. Does he still have the stitches in?
Can't see. He has the arm sleeve. That's why he looks cool.
I think... I don't know if he could do it with the stitches.
What do you mean?
He can't move. It split him.
I think his stitches are... I mean, it was 10 days between the games.
Yeah, so keeping him from... Yeah, a week.
But he's definitely grabbing it, like, a lot during the game. Like, it looks
it's uncomfortable.
Probably uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it looks cool. Different swagger about it, dude. I'm telling you.
Dude.
Something about arm sleeve Nika. What?
When you were a child...
Yeah.
And you went to the store with your mom...
Mm-hmm.
Did she have to give you the no-look nose? No, don't touch. No, no.
Are you asking if I was a bull in a china shop? Like, would I break things?
Yeah.
No, I was very responsible. I was a good boy.
Nobody believes that.
I was!
Nobody.
What are you talking about, dude?
Nobody believes
I was very delicate around certain things.
Rebel rouser.
That's not fair.
You're a rebel rouser.
That's not fair.
Not fair?
That's not fair.
Wait, you just started this behavior?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to give you credit. At least in 2025, you weren't a rebel rouser. But you didn't have anybody to rouse.
That's true. He's in San Francisco now.
Right?
He's got Draymond rebel rousing him. Could you imagine if they didn't have Steph Curry? Like, what a miserable place that must be.
It would be hockey on basketball. Court every night.
If like they didn't have Steph Curry,
Can you get penalty minutes for checking your own player? Because that would be Draymond and Jimmy.
Just Steve Kerr yelling with Draymond, and then Kuminga hates his guts and stinks and just plays and sits on the bench. And if I have to get, I got to be honest with you, none of us care about what happens with Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors anymore. You've already told us way too much than I've ever wanted to know about Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors. We get it. Steve Kerr doesn't like him. He doesn't like Steve Kerr. I bid you adieu. I don't need any more updates.
I think they just don't understand that maybe the rest of the league feels the same way about Jonathan Kuminga that they do.
Yeah, he's Jonathan Kuminga.
They're not impressed, but the Warriors, their brass thinks he's something more than...
The owner loves Jonathan Kuminga, and the coach does not. But I would have said, maybe you shouldn't have signed him to a giant deal for a year. It was nice.
One-year deal?
Like a one-year
deal? Nobody cares about that. Trade him.
No, they do. I'll tell you why. He's the piece that you can dangle.
What piece? You get Zach LaVine and you like
it. I'll tell you what piece you can dangle.
For the freak.
Jimmy or Draymond?
Oh, you can't dangle Draymond. The only best way you can dangle Draymond is to L.A.
Yeah. Man. I'm waiting for him and Jimmy to get into it. I want to be there. You could put that on a promotion.
Do you think Jimmy will ask Buddy Hield to help him?
I don't think so. Buddy Hield saw what happened the last time somebody got into it with Draymond. He got two pieces.
Yeah, but he didn't even dude didn't even get into it with Draymond. Draymond just sucker punched.
No, he got into it. Draymond, he was trash talking him.
Yeah, he was saying
trash talking is different though. We ain't going hands.
Where is Jordan Poole? Is he on the Pelicans?
Yes. No.
Oh, the Pelicans.
Yes.
Punched him to the Pelicans after a stop in Washington.
No, he punched him to the state cap. I mean, to the Capitol. Then made him go to the.
Who did they get for him?
CJ McCollum.
No, but who did the Warriors get for him? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Who did they get for Jordan?
Was that Wiggins?
Because he was good on their championship team. He was a good piece.
But here's the thing about Jordan Poole. If it's a big city where there's a lot of
Oh yeah,
Astron,
loves the
he's
Astron.
Going crazy. If it's a bad city where there's no Astron,
he's balling.
He's not putting up numbers.
Oh, he can't even play basketball where there's no scenery.
If there's no scenery where there's girls he can talk to going down the court, he doesn't put up numbers, man.
Wow.
The Warriors traded Poole. Oh, they got Chris Paul. That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh my God.
I forgot about that.
Chris Paul.
To get off the bench because you punched a guy.
Chris Paul left the league like he came into the league.
Ornery?
Yeah.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.